About 74 wet degrees right here, right now on this Monday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show. Be careful out there. We had our problems even before the rain, so it's troublesome. But we needed the rain. Any way you look at it, we could use the rain. Meanwhile, big deal. The Senate on Sunday, yesterday afternoon, passed the Democrats' $750 billion health care tax and climate bill. They're calling it a significant victory for President Joe Biden and his party. As you might guess, the Republicans say the Democrats will, quote, pay the price in midterms for passing such a massive spending bill that is only going to make the inflation situation even worse. Taking a look at it, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, Jared Halpern joins us back on the Paul W. Smith Show. Welcome back, Jared.
Thanks for having me back. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Give us your take on this, and we'll have a little chit-chat.
Well, I mean, it is a big deal for the president. Maybe he would say a big F deal, because this was a...
Oh, good usage.
They'll keep the hot mic away. Yeah, yeah, vice right. Presidents can use that language, not the president.
Wow.
Because, listen, this was something that Democrats have been trying to do for a long time, and not just this particular piece of legislation, which, recall, was much more expansive once upon a time. Once upon a time, this was the Build Back Better agenda, right, that totaled at one point about $3 trillion, much less now.
Yeah.
But they got the climate initiatives in there, which was something that they had really worked over many, many months with folks like Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema to get over the finish line. And they were able to pass a provision in there, which is why they're calling it the Inflation Reduction Act, that would allow Medicare to directly negotiate the price of prescription drugs with pharmaceuticals, which had not been allowed previously. And so that...
Wait a minute. We have to make something clear, unless I'm misunderstanding, and we need to say it every time we say that. This, why shouldn't they be able to negotiate with the drug companies to get better prices? That's A. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that they were not allowed to.
You know who maybe the largest lobbying industry in D.C. is?
Well, the people in the medical community and the prescription drug community, pharmaceutical. But my point is, this sounds like a good move, but please check this out for me, Jared. I'd heard it's like they're able to negotiate for like five drugs right now. Is that true?
Yeah. I think on paper, yes. I think the idea is that it will be expanding sort of. That was sort of one of the accommodations they had to make, right?
But it's crazy.
Roll it. And the other thing, remember, that also was scrapped from this is there was a provision that would have capped out-of-pocket insulin prices.
Yeah.
Republicans blocked that. Now, the insulin price will be capped through the federal negotiation, right, through Medicare, but not out-of-pocket. And listen, that is a vote. You talk about Republicans saying that they're going to make this a midterm issue, this spending package, and they absolutely will. Democrats are going to make that insulin cap provision a midterm issue. Yeah,
they can only look bad by saying they don't want to offer help to people who are using insulin. The Republicans can only look bad by limiting that.
To make, right? That's absolutely the gamble Democrats are going to make, is saying, listen, you know, we could have capped insulin prices at $35. Number of Republicans blocked it. That needed 60 votes because of the way it was set up, not just a simple majority, which is why Republicans were able to block it. So you're right. Listen, I think that there's going to be a lot in this bill that both parties are now going to focus in on as part of their midterm messaging. You are already hearing Republicans spend a lot of time talking about the IRS enforcement. Part of what this bill does is it allows the hiring of a lot more IRS agents. Republicans are saying, see, they're coming after you. They're going to, you know, have more audits. They're going to come after small businesses and middle class families. Democrats say that's not the point of this tax enforcement, that the tax enforcement is to go after legitimate tax cheats, mainly higher income earners who have, you know, the attorneys to sort of do these kinds of things and corporations. But listen, again, a lot of it's going to come down to messaging. And, you know, one thing that we talk about in lawmaking, right, is it's often referred to as sort of sausage making, right? You don't want people to know how the sausage is made. Legislation of this size is more like winemaking. You sometimes don't know how good it is for a couple of years once things start to get implemented, right?
Okay.
And so, listen, that's true of a lot of pieces of legislation. Tax legislation, legislation that deals with spending over 5-10 years like this does, you know, voters are going to make up their minds on it as they feel the effects of it one way or another, right? It's not instant. It's not flipping a switch, which is why both parties are now working awfully hard at trying to put their perspective, their spin on sort of what it does, what it will do, how it will impact families, either for the positive or for the negative.
And be aware of always, as you say, the long term, the unintended consequences.
That's right.
Is something to think about and look out for. And I've never known of a circumstance where a country has spent its way out of inflation. And that's what they're saying they're going to do with an almost $1 trillion deal. So it'll be fascinating to watch, and we will pay the price. Jared, always a pleasure. Thanks for your help.
Thank you, sir.
Jared Halpern, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, Monday morning, wet morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR.